So the East Bank will be all changed. You know, first we have to uproot all the people that live there now.
Get rid of the poor people.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry,
that's
everybody.
What they're going to do.
You have to keep moving out there. You know, eventually you'll be in Crossville.
So we keep hearing the doom and gloom on the news about how it's going to be really expensive to buy a turkey this year, and it's going to be hard to find them.
Yeah, they're going to be a shortage.
Flu. Mm-hmm. But Gina, you found the complete opposite of that yesterday.
Yeah, I was at Publix, and it was $7. My turkey was $7.
Total?
That's it?
Total.
Was it $7 a pound? It was $7?
Yes, that's what I thought too. I had to triple check. No, it said $7.
Wow.
And I was like, huh? And then I was like, okay, where's the per pound thing, you know?
Yeah. Right.
And next to it said like 29 cents per pound or whatever. Don't fact check me. Whatever
nothing,
it was.
Though.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
Super cheap.
I know. So I kind of played a trick on my dad because I was out shopping with my mom. So he came home and I was like, yeah, dad, you'll never guess how much the turkey was.
Yeah.
He's like, how much? And I was like $40. He's like, how big a turkey did you get? Like, what are you doing?
He's getting
into outrageous dad mode.
Yeah. He's like, what kind did you get? I was like, you know, they're like organic, free range, you know.
All the little names.
Yeah.
Specialty stuff.
Yeah.
It was a transgender turkey.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I had to pay extra for the pronouns.
Yeah. We got to pick which one they went out to kill to bring back for us.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Like picking out a lobster.
Yeah. 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 We got to choose it. We got to name it and choose it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. They wrapped it up nicely.
We went out to dinner, took it to the movies first.
Yeah. You know, steam's just coming out of his ears. Yeah. He's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, and in the back of my head, I was like, I should have maybe made it like more expensive.
Yeah.
$40 isn't too bad.
It's 112.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, gosh. He would have had a heart attack right there. But I was like, oh, I'm just kidding. It was $7. He's like, why'd you do that to me? And then he was like, $7. That's it?
Yeah. That's a surprise.
Yeah. And then later on, he's like, $7. So, did you get a whole turkey? And then, of course, I was like, no, I just got the turkey breast. I thought that would be enough for us four. Because they sell
He's wanting the whole thing. And you're like winding him up again.
Yeah,
oh,
he's
no,
like,
you just did it again.
Yeah, my mom kind of was like, what? Wait, really? We did? And I was like, no, we got a whole turkey, guys. Yeah, so it was a fun day yesterday in the McGee household.
And I just learned there's $7 turkeys.
Yeah. Go to Publix now, $7.
We're going to somebody else's house on Thanksgiving. So, like, I'll just buy it for ourselves. We'll have it in a month.
That's my dad every year is like, I don't know why we don't do turkey dinner more often because it is a lot cheaper than chicken and steak and stuff. So,
what are we still doing here? Let's go to Publix.
Let's go get it.
Let's put on a long song and we'll go to Publix right now.
This ad was not sponsored by Publix.
Yes.
We wish it was.
Yeah, but no kidding. If you want.
That's right.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
It's cool. We talk about this guy a lot. Gary Sinise, who you know as Lieutenant Dan. He does so much work with veterans, helping out. And I guess since 2011, he's had the Gary Sinise Foundation. It moved to Tennessee about 3 years ago. And in Cedar Hill yesterday, they had a milestone. They built their 100th house for a veteran.
That's amazing.
That is so cool.
That is really cool.
What a really awesome guy doing such great work.
Yeah.
Right?
I love him.
100 Homes.
Does
that's
that
a lot.
Classic movie back in the 90s, mm-hmm. Forrest Gump, in which he plays Lieutenant Dan.
Right.
And then he like devoted his entire life to it after that.
Yeah. Very selfless. Yeah. Awesome.
So Paris Jackson, Michael Jackson's daughter, filed court papers saying that the guy and other people that are running the Michael Jackson estate have been paying themselves ungodly amounts of money and haven't been giving them, who are the recipients, and her other siblings, anything close to the $148 million they've paid themselves since 2021.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He's one of those dead celebrities who keeps making money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. And I guess her and her brothers, Prince and BG.
Yeah,
did he change
was
his name for Blanket?
Yeah. Did you say he's no longer Blanket?
Yeah. Right. I don't blame him.
Yeah.
You're a grandfather. This is my grandfather, Blanket.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah. Wow. Well, good for them. I hope they win, and
I hope they get some settled.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you're a lazy shopper like I've turned into since being pregnant, this is for you. Amazon is now offering same-day grocery home delivery in Nashville. So if you're an Amazon Prime member, it's free. If the order is over $25, if it's under, it's only like $2.99. Mm-hmm. But all of the grocery prices are very comparable to other apps like Instacart and things like that.
Oh, it sounds so convenient.
So convenient. And especially right now, too, like if you forgot a spice or cheese or something for your mac and cheese.
Cranberry sauce or something. Yeah.
Like, oh, hold on. I'm just going to Amazon it.
Yeah.
So. Uh-huh.
The one time you go to the store for one thing, you buy 18 other things, and you realize, oh, and that thing I need for dinner, I don't have it.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hello,
that's
Amazon.
So
fill in the blank. You can never have too many blank. And we have some interesting answers.
Adam said, as an amateur chef, cheeses and spices.
Ooh.
It's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cheeses, don't they go bad, though, after a little while?
Probably, but maybe if you had, like, they're constantly being refilled, I'm assuming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Assuming he has a refrigerator.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeremy said, cruise is booked. I like that.
You can never have too many cruises, vacations planned in general. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
Woody will like this one. Chris said, funny t-shirts.
Oh, yeah. I got those.
Yeah.
And I also, you know, like, I ended up selling them at the garage sale when their time has passed.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Something that was funny like a year ago. And now people just look at you like, where'd you get that?
They're like meme shirts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So, yeah, you got to get rid of them. You got to recycle. Turn over your inventory.
And then there was some, there are two sweet ones. So Jerry said blessings and Martha said friends. I love that.
Oh, that's nice.
Cool. Yeah.
Practically. Woody, you said this yesterday as we were just talking about it here in the studios.
Yeah.
Scissors.
Yeah.
You can't have too many.
Because you can never find scissors.
They
disappear. They disappear, and you wander around the house asking whoever there, you know, where are the good scissors?
Yeah.
Why can't I keep nice things in this house?
Yeah.
Constantly asking, where's the scissors? I went to that cup where we have the scissors upside down in the cup and where we always keep the scissors.
Yeah.
And there's no scissors there.
Yeah.
And usually after, you know, combing the house, then my wife will say, of course, it's where they always are.
Yes.
And it's always a different place.
The drawer.
They're in the freezer under the frozen peas.
That's
of
right.
Of course. Why
that's
didn't I look there?
That's where we keep them.
Yeah. Of course they are. How stupid of me not to know.
We are ready for Gender Wars now, brought to you by Tree Fellers. Got some trees in your area you need eradicated? They can take care of it. You can find them online at localtreefellers.com. A couple of very good-looking Woody and Jim listeners are ready to go at it. For the ladies, we have Tanny in Hermitage. We have Mike for the guys in Murfreesboro. Good morning, y'all.
Morning.
All right. Good luck to both of you.
Let's get to know you a little bit. Tanny, who has the best fries?
I have to say Burger King.
Burger King, really?
It's classic. All right. What about you, Mike? Who has the best fries in your opinion?
I think Jack Brown's on the square in Murfreesboro.
Love me some Jack Brown's.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, you each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. Let's begin.
All right, here we go. Multiple choice for you, Tanny. Two pair, a flush, or a full house. Which one is the best poker hand?
I have no idea. Let's go with B.
A flush? Yes, that is right.
Nice.
Cool.
Good guess.
Cool.
A random correct answer. Well done.
All right, Mike. Is Kenny G a musician famous for the piano, guitar, or saxophone?
Saxophone.
Right.
That's correct. All right, here we go. Tanny, a 5K race is approximately how many miles?
Is it three?
It is three. 3.1. Good job.
All right, it's 2-1. Mike, you can tie it up.
Mike, if you're using starter dough, you are most likely baking what type of bread?
Sourdough.
Sourdough!
That's correct.
Little help from the screaming infant. Okay. Tanny, Callaway makes equipment for what sport?
Football?
No.
A little smaller ball. It's golf.
A little smaller.
Oh, I was going to say golf.
Oh, well. You only had a time issue. You can go back 10 seconds, give the right answer.
Right?
I know.
All right, Mike, if you get this one, you could win.
Mike, according to their commercials, what pet food do cats ask for by name?
Oh, God. Meow mix.
It is!
Hold it out of the memory banks at the last second.
Nice job, Mike. You are the winner. Congratulations.
You've got a certificate of bragification, and we've got some tickets for the Mistletoe Merchants.
Woo!
Enjoy that bit of fun Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
Only reason I knew that answer is just meow, 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 meow.
See, now that's stuck in your head the rest of the day now.
Yep.
There's nothing you can do about
it. Commercials. It's insidious. It's an earworm. Thanks, you guys, for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Big doings on the East Bank. I guess they've now signed a deal where TPAC is going to have another performing arts center on
the East
Bank.
Well, they're going to move. They're not going to have two.
Oh, they're not going to have two?
No.
I thought this was going to be in addition to what they have
the
now.
The one they're in. They needed a new space.
Yeah.
All right.
So the city is like, they bought a huge tract of land kind of over on the stadium side where they're going to develop everything. And they said, okay, we'll move you over to that space.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, there's going to be big changes to the East Side.
Yeah. It's kind of like that elusive thing in my head right now, kind of like heaven almost. We're like, I know it's real. I know that this is a thing, but like,
I'm gonna be going there.
Yes, but like, what is it? And
I can't see it.
Yes, and for this, where are we in the process? I know land's been bought, but like, what?
Sounds
how
like it's
far
been
along are
forever.
We?
Yeah, with the new stadium, the supposed Tesla tunnel, you know, and all the stuff that's going to go over in the East Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess once the stadium's done, I guess things will kind of start falling into place,
okay.
I guess.
Okay.
So they say.
But yeah.
Right.
But it's still years off.
I know, it's like this elusive, like, East Bank.
But there's, like, always these promises, too, like the East Bank thing. Like, oh, it's going to be like another city over there.
Mm-hmm.
And, do you remember when they said they were, like, we're going to put a water and snow park over by Opryland?
Uh-huh.
That never happened.
Right.
And, you know, then there was like that we're going to do a drive-in movie theater near the stadium.
Oh, that's right. That was a plan.
In a big inflatable, you know how like they have the practice field for the Titans?
Yeah.
It's a big inflatable building and people can sit in classic cars and you could watch a movie on a big screen.
That's cool.
Any time of year.
A short-lived
never
plan.
Never happened. Dang it.
Never happened.
I'm like getting all excited.
Like, all these cool things. Now, Nate Bargatze.
Yeah.
You promised.
Yeah.
You're working on a theme park.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be a little while.
You have investors, so make sure it happens.
Don't be the latest thing that was promised and never happens.
Yeah.
He'd be disowned from Nashville, I think, if that happened.
He's
been
the
victim
of all
that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he's not going to let it happen.
Yeah.
He's been right there with us.
Yes.
Yeah, so the East Bank will be all changed. You know, first we have to uproot all the people that live there now.
Get rid of the poor people.
Yeah. Sorry,
that's
everybody.
What we're going to do.
You have to keep moving out there. You know, eventually you'll be in Crossville.
Yeah,
but there's a Buc-ee's out there, so it should be good.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
It's kind of interesting. On December 20th, they're going to have Cher as the musical guest on Saturday Night Live.
Ooh.
First time she's been the musical guest for 40 years.
Whoa.
Oh, there's a stretch.
She did it 40 years ago, back when she was only in her 60s.
Wow.
But wow.
That's
how about
amazing.
That?
Ooh, I might tune in for that. I like Cher.
Yeah, Ariana Grande is going to be the host that week, too.
Yeah,
so it should be a pretty good show. That's we'll see.
So this is a crazy story. U.S. officials charged a former Canadian Olympic snowboarder with being a drug kingpin and murder. So this guy, Ryan Wedding, he was a Canadian Olympic snowboarder. And since then, they're saying he turned into one of the biggest drug cartel guys since, like, Pablo Escobar.
Yeah, he's the new El Chapo.
Whoa.
Yeah. They're saying, like, tons, not just pounds, but tons of cocaine every year coming into the country. And so they've got now, I guess they're trying to find him. They said he's holed up most likely in Mexico, being shielded by drug cartels.
Yeah.
Sure.
But he's now a wanted man.
That's scary stuff.
That's crazy.
No kidding.
Right?
Well, in lighter news, there's a new playground that was built last week. It's behind the Boys and Girls Club in Hermitage. And what's really cool about this playground is kids sent in the components, like what they wanted it to look like. They designed it. Yeah,
cool.
So cool. And then the Preds Foundation, some of our coworkers actually, and Kaboom all got together. And so the community built what the kids wanted.
Good deal.
Really cool.
That is
very cool.
Yeah.
I like that. Fun game we like to play from time to time that involves guessing, laughter, and dead people. We call it Dead Wrong.
Is that celebrity in the cemetery? Is he still
all right.
The jingle introduction is always more entertaining than the actual game.
Famous people, no big thinking about it. You just got to tell me, are they dead or still kicking?
All right.
James Earl Jones, the iconic voice of Darth Vader and Mufasa. Is he still breathing, or has the voice gone silent?
He gone.
Yeah, he sadly died. Yeah.
He is no longer with us. Yeah. You're both correct. Next up, Irene Cara, the voice behind Flashdance and Fame. What a feeling! Still burning like a flame, or did she dance into the light?
I believe she recently died.
I don't know who we're talking about, so I'm just going to say she's alive.
You didn't know from my incredible reproduction of her hit song?
I knew that part of it, but I couldn't put a face to her.
Did you know that was me singing and not playing an actual recording?
I know. Isn't that weird?
It was so similar.
Startling simulation. Yeah.
She is gone.
She is dead.
Yeah, she died in 2022. Okay. So fairly recently.
Yeah, okay.
Last 5 years. Clint Eastwood, Hollywood's toughest cowboy. Is he still making movies, or is he ridden off into the sunset?
Yeah, he's alive. No curtain call for him.
Yeah, I think he's still holding on.
Yeah.
He's got to be like near 100 now.
Yeah, I think so.
He's 95 years 95. Old and still kicking. You
and
guys nailed it.
Still having kids.
And he's still working, too.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's still making movies.
Wow.
Good for him.
It's supposed to rain off and on today, I guess is what they're saying.
Boo.
Could be bad, but... Probably not. Yeah. They always say, oh, big thunderstorms. And they say it could be 1 point, you know, or like 0.4 inches.
Yeah.
Oh, almost.
The weather is like the most untrustworthy thing in Nashville.
Yeah.
Because
sometimes it does what they predict and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. Being a meteorologist is going to be an easy job because you can be wrong over and over and still not lose your job.
Yeah.
Still fine.
Yeah. Yep. Still doing okay.
Still the favorite person on every newscast.
Exactly. Sarah's exciting news for anyone who enjoys the fine arts. As the mayor of Nashville, Freddie O'Connell, has made a deal with TPAC. They're going to build another performing arts center on the East Bank.
Okay. Yep.
They need a new home, I guess. And,
yeah, they're moving, expanding.
They're making that whole, like, kind of another city on the other side
right,
of the river.
Right,
and they're going to be a part of that, I guess.
It's going to be exciting and bougie.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. It's funny because I'm excited about it because this weekend, now through Sunday at TPAC, is going to be a puppet version of my favorite movie, of my favorite Christmas movie, Die Hard.
So they're doing the Bruce Willis action movie.
Yeah, but with puppets. And it says adults only because it's super inappropriate.
Oh,
and,
man.
Is it more inappropriate than the actual movie? Because
I mean, hope so.
Obviously, it's like, I know, you're hoping. Yeah, because, I mean, like, there's some swear words and,
And
you know,
there's,
violence.
Like, some brief nudity, and you know, unless you watch the cable version of it. And, yeah, maybe it'll be naked puppets. It'll be just somebody's hand.
Someone's hand.
But my girlfriend had found out this was happening, and so my birthday was back in October, and she got me tickets, and we're going on Saturday night.
Nice.
Going to see the adults only, a Die Hard Christmas Carol with puppets.
Oh, that's so fun. So is it a musical?
Probably. I don't know. Okay. There could be music. There could be, you know, laughter and nudity and that kind of stuff. And they also said on the Saturday night performance, it's going to be a white elephant show.
Ooh.
So they're encouraging everyone to bring a gift, like a $10 or less, you know, wrapped gift.
Yeah.
And they are encouraging homemade gifts.
Oh, gosh.
All right. So you bring it, and then you get to take one?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
pretty much
fun.
You swap gifts with somebody who's also at the show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll give you a review on Monday.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
It's like running through Sunday.
An unboxing and unwrapping.
That's awesome.
Your gift. That's cool.
I guess the people who have done this puppet show have also done a bunch of other weird shows, like they did I Know What You Did Last Breakfast Club, which was like a John Hughes movie.
Kind of in the 80s. Yeah,
okay.
90s.
So, yeah, it's going to be Die Hard, The Christmas Carol.
There's an AI-enabled teddy bear for children that they've taken off the market because researchers looked into the bear and started talking to it because it's connected to ChatGPT.
Right.
And they just started talking about sexual innuendo.
Oh my gosh.
The bear, I guess they mentioned something and then the bear just ran with it.
It kind of triggered something.
Went down a rabbit hole, started graphically depicting sex acts, teaching how to tie up your partner if you're into BDSM.
Oh my gosh.
A teddy bear is telling you this.
Yes.
Oh,
it's a talking
gosh.
Teddy bear connected to ChatGPT. And they also said it encouraged the kid to go find knives in the house. It also showed them how to light matches. I mean, it's like everything bad.
Oh my gosh.
You could possibly, like, this is basically an AI-enabled bear in a windowless van that comes up to your house.
Yeah.
But you, instead of, like, you know, grabbing your kid off the street, people are buying these things and giving them to their kids.
Wait, this is like the movie Ted. This, you're describing Ted.
But Ted was more
Ted.
Fun.
Well, oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're right, just as, like, filthy.
Yes.
And inappropriate.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Crazy.
Wow, they've come a long way since Teddy Ruxpin.
Yeah, it's so sad and scary. Like, now, you know, first it was like making sure that, you know, animals and stuff are like safe. And then it's like, oh, well, now we have to make sure they're non-toxic. Now you have to make sure they're not teaching your kid how to tie up their friend. What are we doing here?
Hey, kids, here's where you find the knives. And don't forget to go get your mom's debit card and read us all the numbers, including...
Yeah,
exactly. And the thing is, like, you know, there's sometimes it's like clickbaity headlines. Oh, did they tell it to say all this
mm-hmm.
stuff? Like, no. They said basically it took one thing where it was slightly naughty and then just ran with it.
Wow.
Oh,
it was
man.
Like an unstoppable freight train of inappropriate stuff.
Oh, gosh.
So, parents beware.
Terrible.
See, that sounds like something some weird uncle would send.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like, you know, like, yeah.
Well, everything about this sounds like that weird uncle.
Yeah.
That you don't leave your
this.
Kids alone with.
Yeah.
I'll babysit your kids. No, we're good.
Yeah.
Just chain them to the radiator instead. It'll be safer.
No kidding. Wow. But every once in a while, they like to come out with a list of how much money you need to make if you live in Nashville to live comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
All right. For a single person, $106,000 a year, they say.
Okay.
If you're a couple, $138,000, then you add children on top of it, and then it gets more and more and more. So I think I speak for everyone in this room when I say we're not comfortable.
$106,000 for one person?
For one person.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that's mostly if you're living downtown.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah, yeah. Golly. Most of that's going to rent.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow. What are we doing today, you guys?
I'm going to go to the gym, and then if I get home before the rain comes, I'll probably rake up my yard from leaves.
Good for you.
And then 10 minutes later, it'll look like I never touched it.
Yeah. 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 The wind will blow and it'll all be back to where it was.
So true. Yeah. Well, my aunt lands in a couple hours. And so her and my mom are doing a like makeshift baby shower for us.
Oh, fun.
So she brought a ton of presents from her friends and our family. So we're going to open those today. And then just, hang out with my family.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I'll come over to your house. That way, if there's leftover presents, I'll just open those.
Yeah, some leftover baby onesies and stuff.
Yeah, there you go. I'll just try some stuff on. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Forget the leaves. I'm coming to your house, too.
Okay, we'll see you there.